BJ and Jamie.
I'm reluctant.
Perv.
I'm reluctant to tell the story
because. Hey, Shmadel, guess who we're working with? Mr. McPervy.
Look. Let me explain. And I've not told anyone this story.
Oh, not even your wife?
No. Oh. I've told no one this story. Oh. Because I felt like that nobody would believe me.
Oh, I believe you, perv.
You knew what you were doing.
Yeah, you did. But nice excuse. I was sleeping.
So I'm on a flight out to Los Angeles.
Did you just look at the clock?
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys, there's this secret that because we tell you everything that goes on here in the studio. And if you haven't heard by now, when BJ looks at the clock, that means he's freaking out that he's telling a story when his wife is listening on the way to work.
Yep. Right.
Every time. But
much like what you used to do when your son was much
for
younger.
Sure. Okay? For sure, yeah.
When he was like 8, 9 years old,
yeah.
We would talk and you would say, okay, what time is it?
What time is he in the car yeah. to go to school?
Yeah, because maybe he shouldn't hear this story. Yeah. Well, it's the same thing with
yeah.
me.
Yeah,
too.
Especially yours, perv.
So, I'm on a... See, this is why I don't want to tell it. Because I feel like nobody's going to believe me.
Go ahead.
So, I'm on a flight. I'm going to Los Angeles on Thursday. And it's in the afternoon. And, you know, we did a show on Thursday live. So, we'd been up for a while. I get on the flight. And was, I don't know, somewhere, you know, hour into it. I fall asleep, and I'm on the aisle seat. There's a lady that's in the middle seat.
A hot one with her boobs exposed.
I never said that. Who's the perv now?
But I bet at 6:30 you would have told the story differently.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
And then there was a dude that was sitting next to the window. So the three of us, and the plane's packed too. And now with the mask thing, some people have it on, some people don't. She had on a mask. I didn't. The guy next to the window does not. I fall asleep maybe 45 minutes into the flight. And I guess I felt like we were getting ready to land in Los Angeles. So I got a pretty good little nap there. And I woke up, and for some reason, I was still in a fog. And my first reaction when I came to, I reached over and put my hand on her knee.
On her thigh, which was exposed.
I never put it on her thigh. And no, she had on jeans.
She had on a mini skirt, and he put it right on her thigh. And he put it a little, like, inside the thigh.
Right on the seam.
You know, right on the inside, in the seam area.
None of that. None of that. But I did touch her knee, okay? Cut the grab, a little squeeze, baby. But she stops. She looks at me and says, "What is your deal?"
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, and your hand was on her thigh.
Exactly.
And I look at her and I said, "Oh my God." I said, "I'm so sorry. I thought I was traveling with my wife. I just woke up. I thought I said, I'm so sorry." She never said another word.
Well, I wouldn't either. You
she said nothing.
Her.
She just looked at me and then looked straight ahead, and we never made eye contact since or during the rest of the trip. It was so weird.
Well, yeah. I mean, that would be so creepy as a female if I'm just sitting there minding my own business and some guy slips his hand into my lower, like, inside of my thigh.
A complete stranger.
I'd be like, what the hell? So you know how you were on the do not fly list during the mask?
It was same airlines.
Well, guess what? You're on again.
Yeah. It was on the same airlines.
Oh, my God.
Well, fortunately, she didn't do anything. She didn't say anything. She didn't call anybody back or anything of that nature. But I'm sitting there, man, for the rest of the trip until we landed and got off the airplane. I did everything I could. I'm almost sitting on the arm on the aisleway because I had to get away.
I bet, because you were so embarrassed, right?
Oh, I just couldn't believe that I did that. And I thought, you know what? And it really bothered me because I thought she could have gotten off the airplane and filed a complaint.
Yeah.
And so as we're landing, I'm thinking to myself, what if she does? Because if she does, I mean, it's going to be hard for me to explain my side of the story here.
Yeah.
And who's going to believe me?
The
you know?
Perb and 7B.
Yeah. 27B.
Oh, sorry.
7's first class. I can't afford that. You kidding?
Oh,
but it was so bizarre. And it really bothered me until I got away from the airport area. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, my God. Whew, what a close call that was.
Well, I think you can tell your wife, and I'll tell you why, because it's like kind of like a compliment you were thinking of her.
Yeah, right.
We'll go with that, right?
I don't know if that's close.
Yeah, you were thinking of her in your dreams.
And I never told anyone till just now.
Oh, gosh.
I never said a word. I never said a word to anybody out in Los Angeles. And I saw several people throughout
the
weekend.
That you groped women on the airplane?
I'm like, the only thing I did was I made a note in my phone. Like, okay, should I bring this up or should I not?
Ash Patel, will you look in on Amazon and see if they have I'm a Groper t-shirts?
Yeah.
It almost sounds like a pickup line, like, oh,
I'm so sorry.
I thought you were my wife.
Yeah, it does sound like a pickup
line. It does, right?
Yeah, men, you all should try that.
I'm telling you, though, it literally scared me.
Well, yeah.
I did, because I thought, oh, my gosh, this lady, she's going to get up.
What
if
a woman put her hand on your inside thigh?
Well, I think the way this thing happened. I think that it happened
pinky,
to me. I
pinky would... kind of reached up and, you know what I mean?
Nobody was doing pinky stuff. What a crazy scene that could have been, though. I mean, that could have been a lot different.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.